It's 8:09. Huge amounts of attention have been paid this week to who the people are who've been charged with riots and violence in London, Birmingham and Manchester. But an expert in the social exclusion of young people, who's at the University of Exeter, says we shouldn't ignore the problems faced by our own youngsters in Devon just because they're not rioting. He is Dr. Michael Lasham.
We genuinely have an issue that grew out of racial tensions, stop and search orders and complaints around that through ethnic minorities in Tottenham, which then was developed and copycatted over different parts of the country. Now, could that happen in a rural area, you might say? Well, I don't think it necessarily could if we're talking about rural villages and smaller market towns, because a lot of the violence was predicated on groups of young people just being together and things then getting out of control and exploding very quickly because of the sense of anonymity that provided. I think it would be very hard to find, A, the number of young people in a village together or a small town who could cluster to become anonymous, let alone actually find enough people because of the disparate population.
So the young people in the rural areas are not necessarily going to riot or loot.
No,
But does that mean they don't face some of the same problems as those people?
I think they do face some of the same problems, and in fact they're actually very severe, because I've been working with a charitable organisation in Somerset over the last about 12 years now, conducting a longitudinal survey of rural youth lifestyles, and you can see emerging over that period that there's very much a sense that young people are losing a sense of belonging in the countryside, and they feel that quite keenly. And I think that's one of the kind of things that really worries me as an academic, is where people don't have a sense of belonging. If you don't have that sense of being in place or a sense of inclusion, then you feel ultimately disconnected. You might react against the settings in which you exist. I mean, one of the strange things of the riots has really been people have been attacking their own neighbourhoods. I do find that in and of itself very strange, because these are the places in which you have to live and work.
So what, for example, might the consequences for somewhere like Devon be if youngsters stop feeling they belong?
Yeah, the first point here to think about quite carefully is the out-migration of young people. And we're already seeing that young people leave rural areas en masse at the age of 18. Now, a number of those will go because they want to move on, they want to grow up, they want to see some of the world, they might go to university or work elsewhere. That's a perfectly normal thing. A number of people will simply go because they can't afford to live, there are no careers or opportunities or facilities for them to stay in those areas. And it's those that we need to think quite carefully about, because if they are that troubled and you have that sense of disconnect, you know, where are they going next? How do they find fulfilling lives? I mean, one of the questions we have no answers to at the moment is, of those who are rioting, you know, where did the people come from? Because the assumption at the moment is that they were from those local communities, those local areas. But actually, we know, because of some of the data coming out from Facebook, is that people have probably been drawn in from much wider areas.
And what does it do to the place that people are living in if a percentage of them, a large percentage of them, don't feel connected to it?
Well, it's one of the issues, isn't it, for rural young people. What kind of communities do we want to build for the future? Do we want diverse rural areas where we have a range of young and old families? Do we want livable, workable communities that have low-carbon economies where people have a sense of inclusion and they buy into it? I mean, we've created a society, by and large, where we've atomized ourselves. We don't necessarily know our neighbours. We don't necessarily feel a sense of belonging to place and looking out for each other. If we alienate young people and they don't have that sense of inclusion, that's just going to continue and get worse. They often refer to a sense of decency and civility that they've learned from simply living in a rural area. And I'm hoping that we don't lose those very positive aspects that they've been learning through their lives.
That's Dr. Michael Lasham from the University of Exeter.